Okay, let us continue in our journey through the Siddur. So we are up to the last paragraph in Shema. So we'll call it Vayomer or Parshas Tzitzis, perhaps, as it's better known as. And now we know that the Parshas Tzitzis, the main focus is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the reason why Parshas Tzitzis is here. We have an obligation to remember Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bayamim Ubalelos, and here is when we do it. We place it next to Kriya Shema, and we use this paragraph to memorialize it or remember it each and every day. Now, the question specifically why Parshas Tzitzis is a different issue. We know we have an obligation to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but why use Parshas Tzitzis, Parshas Shlach? Why do we need at the end of the parsha? Why here? Why this parsha? Why not use any other mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Gemara in Brachos tells us that the truth is Parshas Tzitzis contains much more than just Yetzias Mitzrayim, and for that reason, we add it in to Kriya Shema. What does it have? First of all, it mentions Tzitzis. It's an important mitzvah. It does mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it also mentions accepting upon ourselves the old mitzvos. It says, so by you see them and you remember all the mitzvos. So it reminds us of old mitzvos. It also says, so it reminds us not to fall in the trap of the minim and the heretics and the apikorsim. It also reminds us about the dangers of hirhur avera, just thinking about averos, v'losasuru acharei levavchem ve'acharei einechem, after your eyes, and finally hirhur avodah zarah, which is asher atem zonim achareihem. So just the thoughts of worshiping idols, that again, all those important ideas are mentioned in this paragraph, and therefore Chazal thought that it would be appropriate to use this paragraph as the one for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it contains so much more than just Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But then the question is the following. If Parshas Tzitzis, or why is Parshas Tzitzis the last paragraph of the Shema, if in fact it was written chronologically before everything? It should be the first paragraph. Why make it the third paragraph? So here the Braisa in Brachos tells us that in Shema, in the first paragraph of Shema, there are three ideals, the three values that were taught: Lilmod, Ulalamed, and Lasos. Lilmod, Ulalamed, Velasos. Shemoa only talks about Lilmod, Velasos, and in Vayomer, it's Uzachart Lamantiskru Vasisem. It's just Asiya. So since it only has the least amount of items in terms of the different values, Lilmod, Lamed, Lishmar, Velasos, Ulakayim, so therefore it's placed last. The Rambam has a little bit of a different spin on why the Parshas Tzitzis is last. The Rambam writes that Shema, the first paragraph, has Yichud Hashem and Avas Hashem. The second paragraph of Shema has the commandment of all mitzvos, Kabbalas all mitzvos. And the third paragraph is Zechiras HaMitzvos, which includes, encapsulates everything, and therefore we leave it for the end. It is also important to note that the Yerushalmi, which we mentioned a few classes ago, the Yerushalmi mentions that within the Shema, there's an allusion to the Aseres HaDibros, and he goes in order through the three paragraphs, how they correspond to the Aseres HaDibros, and in the last paragraph of Shema, we have the last few Dibros. We have Losinaf. Actually, that's not true. We have Losinaf, Zechiras Shabbos, and Losana Berecha Eid Shaker. So that's not a reason, I apologize, not a reason why it's in that particular order. But that is one of the reasons why Shema, why the Parsha Tzitzis is connected to the other two paragraphs, is because it includes all of the allusions to the Aseres HaDibros. Okay, so that is part one. The obligation to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's why it's here, why it's at the end, because according to the Rambam, again, it encapsulates everything with Zechiras HaMitzvos, or the Braisa, it's just Lasos, whereas opposed to the other paragraphs of Shema, which have Lilmud Ulalamed Velasos, or just Lilmud Ulalasos, but this one only has Lasos. But now we get to the second unique aspect of Parshas Tzitzis, which is that we hold the Tzitzis in Vayomer. Now, that's not exactly true. We don't hold the Tzitzis in Vayomer. We've already been holding the Tzitzis when we got to Kel Melech Ne'aman, or when we got to the beginning of Shema, or the end of the Birchas Ava Rabbam, Mi'arba Kanfel Saaretz. We've already started to hold the Tzitzis. But at this point, we notice there's a change. We move the Tzitzis from our left hand to our right hand. That's the general custom. So where does this all come from? Where does this custom evolve? So first of all, we're going to focus more now on the general custom to hold tzitzis. That comes from as follows. The Medrash writes that the Kol Atzmosai Tomarna Hashem Michamocha, and the Medrash shows how every one of our Evarim are connected to a mitzvah, and our chest is connected to the holding of the tzitzis. The Medrash tells us that we hold the tzitzis next to our chest whenever we recite Kriya Shema. And the Medrash also notes that since we wrap our tefillin with our left hands, that's also the same hand which we hold the tzitzis during Kriya Shema. So that would be our left hand, granted that righties hold wrap their tefillin with their left, we place our tefillin on our left hands, and therefore we hold our tzitzis with our left hand. Lefties place their tefillin on their right hand, but nevertheless, we seem to continue holding our tzitzis for Shema in our left hand. That's the general custom from what I've seen. I haven't seen that lefties place their tzitzis, hold the tzitzis in the right and then switch to the left at the end. So that's where the Medrash that evolves, this custom to hold tzitzis in our left hand. The Arizal writes that when we're holding the tzitzis in our left hand, we should hold the tzitzis between our pinky and our ring finger. So you'll notice people do that as well. When they're holding their tzitzis, they put it between their pinky and their ring finger. Interestingly, the Maharshal, Rav Shlomo Luria, adds an additional custom that when you place it between your ring finger and your pinky, you also wrap it around your ring finger. I've seen people wrap it around their index finger as well, but this is what the Maharshal writes. Now, there is, if you look in the Beis Yosef, when they have this discussion about holding the tzitzis, there's a fascinating machlokas. Many of the Rishonim write that it is inappropriate to hold the tzitzis during Shema, because it's a question of yura, it's arrogance. So with the Abu Draham, when he quotes this machlokas, he says, What are you supposed to do? So we're holding the tzitzis. So we're going to kiss the tzitzis. We're holding. We're mentioning tzitzis, so we're going to hold them. And we're going to mention tefillin, so we're going to touch them. So does that mean when we mention mezuzah, we're going to run to the mezuzah and kiss the mezuzah? Of course not. You're going to sit in your chair. You're not running to the mezuzah. You're not going to have the whole shul crowd around the mezuzah and then everyone look at it and touch it when you say the Shema. So it's silly. That's kind of the perspective of many of the Rishonim, who felt that it's not appropriate to hold the tzitzis during Shema. Just leave them be and say the Shema, that's it. These are all minhagim based on a medrash. So the answer, by the way, to that question about the mezuzah, is that look, the mezuzah is not in front of us. The tzitzis are in front of us, so we're going to hold it. The tefillin are right on us, so we're going to touch them. The mezuzah is not here, so we're not going to run over to the mezuzah. And therefore, we do have the custom to hold our tzitzis during Shema, brought down in the Shulchan Aruch as well. There is another halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch, which is that when we get to the pasuk of Uri'isem Oso Uzachartem Eskol Mitzvos Hashem Asisem Osam, that we actually look at the tzitzis. Why? What's the reason behind it? So the Beis Yosef explains that when we look at the tzitzis, that helps us remember. And when we remember, that helps us do it. And that's exactly what the pasuk is saying. Re'isem oso uzachartem va'asisem. That's the point. Re'iya may be lidei zechira, zechira may be lidei asiya. And that's the purpose of looking at the tzitzis. And that's the same thing we do when we touch the tefillin. Again, We touch the tefillin to just provide that reminder for us as well. And the Tur does quote from the Baal HaItur that when we get to the pasuk of Uri'isem also, not only should we look at the tzitzis, but we should actually place the tzitzis on our eyes. In fact, the Be'er Hetev writes in B'Shem the Kadmonim that it's a segula. By placing the tzitzis on your eyes, it's a segula for not going blind. I will add that there's a fascinating statement from the, or in a similar vein, the Eliyahu writes that Hakanaf Pesil Tachelas, when we say the word Kanaf, we should make sure to look at the corner of our tzitzis. And it's a segula for not getting angry. If you're having temper issues, you're struggling with your temper, when you get to Hakanaf and you're wearing tzitzis, so I guess it only works for men, you're wearing tzitzis and you get to Hakanaf, you look at the tzitzis, that will prevent you, the segula, to not get angry. Well, how so? Because the gematria of Kaas and Kanaf are 150, and therefore that's your segula for not getting angry. Take it or leave it. The Rama adds that there's a custom to kiss the tzitzis when we get to Uri'isem also. So you put it on your eyes and you're kissing it. What's the purpose of kissing the tzitzis? The Hakol L'chibah HaMitzvah, just to show how important the mitzvah is to you. And in order to be mechaveh the mitzvah, so we kiss the tzitzis at Uri'isem also. Obviously, we have other customs which we'll get to in a moment, but these are the customs that are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So now we mentioned up till this point that we're holding the tzitzis in our left hand because that's based on the medrash, we hold it next to our chest with our left hand because our tefillin is placed on our left hand. And now when we get to Vayomer, the Arizal tells us it is time for us to move the tzitzis to our right hand. Now that doesn't mean we let go of the tzitzis in our left hand, but rather we keep this bridge from the left hand to the right hand, we keep the tzitzis between our pinky and our ring finger, and then we also stretch it out to our right hand as well. And we hold it until the middle of Emes V'Yatziv, and we get to La'ad, we kiss it at La'ad, and then we drop the tzitzis. This is the custom brought down by the Arizal. Exactly the reason behind it, I'm not so sure, but this is the custom. Now the question that we have to ask ourselves, another question, which is how many tzitzis are involved in the parsha of Shema? How many tzitzis are we holding? At the beginning of Shema, are we holding two tzitzios or are we holding four tzitzios? So you're going to tell me, oh, four, obviously, because that's all we do. Well, you're right, that's true, that's what most of us do. We carry hold the four tzitzis during Shema. But the truth is, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chav Dalid, Sif Hei, where he discusses the idea, the concept of holding tzitzis during Shema, it seems to indicate that the only tzitzis we're holding are the two front tzitzis, tzitzios, that's it. Just like by Baruch Sha'amar we hold the front two, same thing for Kriya Shema, we hold the front two. What's the significance of that? The Shulchan Aruch writes that in the two front tzitzios, there are five knots on each one, so that means you have 10 knots in total, which equals or equates to, symbolizes the 10 spheros, and we have 10 knots, plus we have 16 strings. Technically it's only 4 strings, but it's 4 strings that's turned into 8, and you have 2 strings in the front, so you have 16 strings. 16 strings plus 10 knots is 26, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yudke Vavke. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon, the Maaser Rav, agrees that the Vilna Gaon's minhag was to only use the front two tzitzios for Parsha Tzitzis, or for all of Shema, frankly. But however, the Radvaz, if you look in the Tshuva of the Radvaz says that the custom is to use four tzitzios, not just the front two, but all four. Why? He says, first of all, there's Re'isem Oso Uzachartem, means how are you looking at only two tzitzios and remembering all the mitzvos? You have to look at all of the tzitzios in order to remember all the mitzvos. So therefore, it must be all four. But he also has a little more of a Kabbalistic idea here, where he says that it connects to the number 64, which is there are 32 strings, and you double the 32 strings, which comes to 64, which is the face of the Merkava was 64. There are also 64 words from Daber el Bnei Yisrael to Hashem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So 64, al pi Kabbalah, al pi Sod, is an important number, and therefore the Radvaz says it's important to hold all four tzitzios. And I think that is the general minhag, to hold all four. We usually grab all four by the, in the bracha of Avraham, may arba kanfos haaretz v'selichenu komus liartzenu. So it says arba kanfos haaretz, so we kind of say the four corners of the world, so we take the four corners of our talis. The Arizal also says that for Baruch She'amar we take the front two, and for Shema we take all four. We add on. So initially, when we begin Pesukei Dezimra, we start with only the front two tzitzis, but by the time we're getting closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Shemone Esrei, with our Tevila, so now we take all four tzitzios. The other custom which evolved later is the custom of kissing the tzitzis at more than just the one place where the Rama writes. There again, we mentioned earlier, the Rama says to kiss the tzitzis at Uri Isim also. Now many people don't even kiss the tzitzis at Uri Isim also. Maybe people put it to their eyes, people look at it, but now we kiss the tzitzis when we get to the word tzitzis. Where does that come from? The Kaf HaChaim quotes this idea, this custom, that when you get to tzitzis, you kiss it. The Kitter Shulchan Aruch mentions this as well. The Gra didn't kiss the tzitzis at all. Sounds like the reason why he wouldn't kiss it is because it's a hefzik. And when we go through the psukim soon, you'll notice the one of the places where it's a hefzik, where it sounds like a hefzik between words, which would throw off the sentence, presumably, potentially. And therefore, he didn't. The Chazon Ish was known in the Dirshu. Mishnah Berurah mentions the Chazon Ish didn't kiss the mezuzah. The Chazon Ish didn't kiss the tzitzis during Parshat Tzitzis. And Rav Ephraim Greenblatt notes in Rav Avos Ephraim that Rav Moshe only kissed his tzitzis at Hashem Elokeichem Emes and Kayames, which again, not our general minhagim. But again, these are all different customs. The most important thing is to have kavana when you're saying the Shema, and know what you're saying, understanding what you're saying, and remembering. Obviously, we know from experiential learning that when you see something, you're doing something, that helps you remember what you're trying to do. So putting some actions to your tefillos does make an impact. And whatever your minhag is, you certainly should follow. But again, the main thing is the kavana and understanding the words, what you're trying to say, and what we're trying to do in these psukim, kabbalos ol malchus shemayim, and ol mitzvos, zechiras, yitzias, mitzrayim. Okay, last two ideas before we get to the psukim. Emes. Emes as part of vayomer. The Mishnah in Brachos tells us that you're not allowed to make a hefzik between ani Hashem Elokeichem and emes. There can't be a hefzik between it. However, emes v'yatziv, right, emes is not part, we've discussed this before by Kel Melech Neaman, emes is not part of Shema. The end of Parsha Shlach, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that's the end of the Pasuk. Emes is part of Emes Ve'yatzev, it's a different bracha, which we'll get to next week. However, we connect Ani Hashem Elokeichem and Emes. Where does that come from? The Gemara in Brachos tells us that in Yirmiya, the Pasuk says, Va'ashem Elokim Emes. And therefore, just like it's the Pasuk says, Va'ashem Elokim Emes, so we do the same thing, no hefzik, between Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Emes. All right. And that is how we end up. So even though we've mentioned before that there's 245 words in the Shema, we add on a 246th because we add on the word emes, but not necessarily because it's part of the count, but because we can't make a hefzik between Elokeichem and emes, so we say it right away. And then when we continue in the next paragraph, we don't say again emes v'yatziv, we just start off with v'yatziv v'nachum. Again, and we'll get to that a little bit more next week. We did also mention before that the Chazan repeats Hashem Elokeichem Emes, which gets us to 248. What's the significance of 248? So if you remember from a number of weeks ago, the Medrash Tanchuma told us that there are 248 words in the Kriya Shema corresponding to Ramach Evarav, the 248 limbs of a human. Of course, the problem is that there are only 245. So how do we get to 248? So that's where we have to figure out how we kind of jump through hoops. So maybe that's where Kel Melech Ne'eman comes from. Or others say no, it's we repeat Hashem Elokeichem, and then we add in Emes. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And those three words gets us to 248. But it's only the Chazan who says those last three words. We had a whole discussion. Why is it only the Chazan who says those three words? Why isn't everybody? And what happens if you're davening biyachidus? So you can't say it. So again, that's why you have kel melech neman biyachidus, according to the Ashkenazim. Sephardim don't say kel melech neman. And the betzibur, the Chazan repeats Hashem elokeichem emes. And there is another question, which I think we discussed last time, which is when the Chazan is davening, does the Chazan connect elokeichem to emes both times? Or only when he repeats it the second time. In other words, when the Chazan is saying quietly, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Atzitzi Etzchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Lo'atzichem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem," and then he says, "Hashem Elokeichem Emes," or does he say, "Hashem Elokeichem Emes, Hashem Elokeichem Emes"? So that is a machlokas, and I don't know what the general custom is. I know my custom when I'm the Shliach Tzibur is I say, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem," and then I repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes. The Mishnah Berurah brings down both opinions. The Gra takes that approach, not to say Emes twice, only to say Emes once, but others write to say Emes twice. So again, if you say Emes only once, then you actually get to the 248 cleanly. If you say Emes twice, so you're saying 249, so you just have to assume one of the words doesn't count. We did mention last time that the Chabad has a different custom. Chabad's custom is to say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. The idea being that for the 248, the Emes is not part of the 248. Ani Hashem Elokeichem gives you the 248, and then Emes is just not to make the hefsik from Elokeichem, between Elokeichem and Emes. Okay, so that is a little bit of the background to the Parsha of Tzitzis. So now let's take the next few minutes and go through the pasuk, or the psukim, the paragraph. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe lemor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe as follows, Daber el b'nei Yisroel, v'amarta aleihem, v'asu lehem tzitzis, that they should make tzitzis for themselves. Al kanfei bigdehem, it should be on the corners of their garments, and that's why it's always important that the tzitzis not be placed. You try to place them exactly on the corner, but it never works. If you ever try to put it on the corner, it always will end up going underneath. So therefore, the poskim write, what's best is to leave it on the side and then let it hang down. So when the string hangs down, it's touching the corner. That will be the most. That will be the best way, the optimal way to hang the tzitzis. Al kanfei bigdehem. So vasulhem tzitzis. Al kanfei bigdehem ledorosam. That the tzitzis should be placed, or should be made, al kanfei bigdehem, on the corner of their garments, lidorosam, four generations. This mitzvah of tzitzis is not limited to a certain place and time. It continues forever. So again, you see here, for example, v'asulem tzitzis al kanfei bigdehem lidorosam. If you kiss the tzitzis at that point, v'asulem tzitzis, stop, al kanfei bigdehem, it's almost as you're just saying, make tzitzis, and then you're making another then period. Al kanfei bigdehem ledorosam, but that's not really where it works. It's in the middle of a sentence. V'nusnu al tzitzis hakanaf pesil techeles. So here's another tricky situation where it says v'nusnu al tzitzis. You place them v'nusnu al tzitzis hakanaf. Well, we would read it v'nusnu al tzitzis. If you read it v'nusnu al tzitzis, what are you placing? You're place it on the tzitzis? What are you placing on the tzitzis? You don't place on the tzitzis. You're placing it on the corner. You're placing the tzitzis on the corner of the garment. So how do you read it? V'nusnu al tzitzis hakanaf. It has to be read that way. So again, if you're kissing the tzitzis, it could be that you're making a grammatical error. When you're reading the paragraph, you're reading it incorrectly. If you're saying v'nusnu al tzitzis hakanaf b'sil t'cheles, that doesn't read properly. So it's v'nusnu al tzitzis hakanaf. You place it on the tzitzis on the corner of your garment. Pesil techeles. It should be in techeles. V'hayalachem letzitzis. And it shall be v'hayalachem letzitzis uri'isem oso uzachartem. So it should be for you as tzitzis uri'isem oso. And you should see them uzachartim. Now, one of the things that the Shulchan Aruch mentions is that, or the other poskim mentioned this, is that when you say uri'isem oso uzachartem, it ends with each of those letters end with a mem sofit. And if you read it quickly, it sounds like uri'isem moso, that you're gonna see their death. You're gonna see his death. Uzacharsem mes, you're gonna remember their death. So that's why it's important to separate the words very carefully. Imedakdek ba'usi yoseha uri'isem oso uzchartem es kol mitzvos, and it's mitzvos Adonai, it's mitzvos Hashem. Because you say as the one long word, it again, everything gets jumbled. So it's important to be very careful when you're reading the Parsha of Tzitzis and all of Kriya Shema, as this we know is the only paragraph which is midaraisa. We're reading from the Torah. You have to be extra careful. So they shall be for you as tzitzis. These strings will be for you as tzitzis. You will look at them and you will remember all of the mitzvos of Hashem ba'asisem osam. You will do them. You will observe them. Velosa siru acharei levavchem ve'acharei einechem. You're not going to be taken, turned away after your heart and after your eyes, asher atem zonim achareihem, who are turning you away, but rather, leman tizkuru, you're going to use them to, purpose of these tzitzis is that we remember, va'asisem es kol mitzvosai, to observe all of the mitzvos. Here, by the way, es kol mitzvosai, is the connection is zachor es yom ha-shabbos, is that connection to the aser sadibros, va'acharei einechem, connects us to losinaf, as kol mitzvosai, he says, connects us to Zachor Yom HaShabbos. So the man tiskeru va'asisem es kol mitzvosai v'isem kedoshim leilokechem. We will be considered kadosh to our God. In other words, by remembering the tzitzis, let's do it this way: by looking at the tzitzis and remembering, and then observing the mitzvos, we will become kadosh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is what God wants us to do. He wants us to be, we are the Am HaKadosh, Am HaNefchar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do Ratzon Hashem. So by doing so, by looking at the tzitzis, that creates this chain reaction for us to remember each and every day to observe the mitzvos. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Otzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So here is the mitzvah. Right? The purpose of Parsha Tzitzis is really, this is the main part. We know we mentioned earlier, but all the other aspects to the paragraph, such as the mitzvah of tzitzis, Kabbalah's ol mitzvos, v'los hasuru ba'das minim, hiru aveira, hiru avodah zara, but this is the main piece, ani Hashem Elokeichem, asher otzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liyos lachem le'elokim. My goal was, I took you out of Egypt to be your God. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem, your God. And then we answer MS based on that pasuk in Yirmiyah, Vahashem Elokim MS. All right. Have a good evening, everyone. And next week, we will continue with MS V'yatziv, or V'yatziv V'nechon, whichever floats your boat. Have a good night.